I am hung. I missed you. Work was fine. But you know, I kept thinking about how much I missed you. Okay, totally serious. I really did miss you. My shift was alright, I guess. I was staying at home. You made lasagna? You're the best! I love you so, so, so much. Ugh, I am so lucky to finally have a man who can cook for me. You're my gift from heaven. I mean it. You smell really nice. Like cheese and some water paste. Yeah, hold me, please. You know, I really didn't want to bring the mood down, but I think it's worth mentioning how a certain someone showed up at my work today. No, it wasn't anyone bad per se. It was... Yeah. It was my ex. Well, yeah, we talked for a bit. It would be kind of hard not to. He was right there. He was pretty nice, I guess. But it wasn't, I don't know. Nothing really happened. He mostly just started talking about this trip he was going on next week. And that's about it. He's going to Europe. And that's all I can remember. Well, you've met him. So you already know he did most of the talking. Anyways, I don't know why I brought it up. It's not a big deal anyways. Oh, I want to eat this lasagna already. It looks so good. It smells good too. I'm glad we don't have to order out as much. Hey, you okay? You seem off. Are you sure? You're all... Is this because I brought up my ex? Because if it is, I promise nothing happened. Oh, darling. Look at me. Please? Thank you. Your brain's doing that thing again, isn't it? It's okay, honey. I've told you before, and I'll tell you again. There's no one else in the world I'd rather be in love with. I would choose you 1,000 times over. You hear me? It's always going to be you. And I don't care what the nasty little part of your brain says. You're the only guy for me. Can I tell you something? I think it's about time I really talked about it anyways. Like, properly talked about it. I never talked about my ex much in the past. Mostly because I didn't really want to talk about it anyways. He was fine. But I think that's mostly the problem we had. After the first few months, the newness of the relationship wore off. And I realized that being with him wasn't really all I thought it would be. My friends were so jealous that I was dating the hottest guy in our class. But then we graduated, and I guess that's when we realized we weren't really getting anywhere, and we broke it off. And for a while, I really thought that that was all I could get out of love. I got so jealous of all my friends while I was studying for college. They were finding their happy endings. And what did I have? Just an ex that never worked out. But then I met you, and you made things better. I never knew love could feel this way. I didn't want to believe it at first, but before long, you were everywhere I went. When I was away from you, I would catch myself thinking about you. Before, I'd lie in bed, worrying about all my assignments and how I would get them done. But then, I was lying in bed thinking about all the ways I'd want to be with you. I almost gave up on romance, but you showed me what love really feels like, and that's something that no one else has ever done for me. So yeah, sure. He's tall, and I guess he's pretty good looking, but you make me so happy. Every time I walk in the room, I spend extra time before dates making sure that I look my best for you. And whenever I'm at work and I hear someone come in, I secretly hope it's you coming in to surprise me. That's silly, right? And between you and me, and don't tell them I said this. Before we got together, some of my friends kind of had a thing for you. I'm just the one who snatched you up in time, aren't I? You're mine now. I love you. So, let me get on my knees. You're the only one who can make me feel this way. Every time we get together like this, I just melt. And what I said before about how I never knew love could feel this way, I wasn't just talking about that in a romantic way. You turn me on, honey. And not to mention, you're my first, remember? And it was perfect. It's always been perfect. So, let me just get rid of these bands. There it is. It's okay, honey. You deserve this. Good boys deserve good head, okay? I'm just gonna circle my tongue around the head a little bit, okay? I love sucking your cock. I love making you feel good. So let go for me, okay? Let me love you like you're so good at loving me, please. You're too good to me, baby. Cleaning up all the time at home, making my favorite foods. Setting up date nights at home with snacks and movies. You're the best life partner I could ask for. What more could a girl need? Feeling my tongue press up against your dick while I suck. Almost like I'm milking you. Here, put your hand on my head, okay? I like it when you do that. Oh god. Oh baby. I love shoving your cock down my throat. Feeling your hard cock from in my soft wet mouth as I take it all the way down to the base. I'm gonna do it again. Okay? Okay. Oh, these balls. Let me take them in my mouth for a bit. Here, I'll stroke you while you do. Does that feel good? Feeling my mouth like your balls while I jerk you off? I'm glad, baby. You deserve only the best. You're gonna come? Yes, yes, yes. I want you to come in my mouth. Is that okay? Good. I'm gonna throat your cock while I fondle your balls. And I want you to pump every single fucking drop down my throat, okay? Okay, here. Good. Do you feel good, honey? I'm glad. You feel better too? Now I feel even more glad. I really do mean it, you know? There's no one else in the world I'd rather be with. I love you. I always will. And if you need a reminder, I'll tell you. Maybe in more ways than one. The lasagna's ready? Yay! Oh, I need this in my belly right now. I'm gonna go change and wash up, and I'll come back and help set the table, okay? Love you.